Okay, a little bit of background on this photo. My family likes to unicycle. I learned when I was 16 years old. Two of my brothers and my sister both ride. One of our brothers still doesn't ride, but maybe someday. And we all learned because my dad, when he was a kid, he learned how to ride. I think he saw a guy on TV delivering groceries on a unicycle, and so he decided he would make his own unicycle and learn how to ride. So then all his brothers and sisters learned how to ride, and now we're sort of keeping the tradition alive. So this is my brother Tom on a unicycle. Tom and his wife were visiting, and we were out playing in the front yard, playing around in the street, you know, being a good example for the kids. And Tom wanted to he wanted to learn about panning, about how to do panning shots in photography. So we tried it. And what panning is, if you're not familiar, that's when you follow your subject across as they're moving. And so it looks like your subject is frozen in time, but the background is moving. And you can see an example of it here. Clearly there's movement, but Tom is not moving. He's frozen and everything else is moving. You do that by taking your camera and increasing the shutter speed and holding it really tight on your subject as that subject moves. So if you ever see photos of like race cars and it looks like they're racing around a track really fast, those were most likely captured with panning techniques. So I had Tom ride the unicycle, and it took a lot of tries to do this because it's hard to get everything right. It's hard to hold the camera right. You can buy special rigs so that your equipment is all still and mounted properly, but this one we just did handheld. I held the camera while I followed Tom and just motor drove it the whole time. So I just held it down on probably continuous high speed and just let it go click, 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 click as it followed Tom. On this particular shot, it was before I get to that, the trick with panning, though, is knowing how much motion you want to capture. Well, there's a lot of tricks, but that's one of the tricks. How much motion do you really want to capture, and how do you go about making that motion happen in your photo? On this photo, and what you generally have to do is you have to shoot with a smaller aperture. Otherwise, the background is a blurry mess. So here, this was shot at 1/30th of a second at f4, and that might have even been a little too big. A smaller aperture like f8 or f5.6 might have even helped. The reason you don't want to blow out your aperture too big is because then you see it just a blurry background. You wouldn't be able to make out, for instance, on the left, you see a house with bricks and two windows. You wouldn't see that if you had a bigger aperture like f2.8 or f1.8 if you really went big. You would just see a blurry mess, and you wouldn't get the sense that Tom is moving past any context that you could understand. So you want to do it at a smaller aperture. This one is 1/30th of a second, which is it's not much time. Panning, if you really want to get some good motion, you want to leave it open for like a 20th or a 10th of a second. Beyond that, you start to get into like nighttime photography and star trails and stuff. But if you just want to get out and practice panning, put your camera in manual, and you'll have to use your light meter in your camera or your exposure meter. But put your camera in manual, stop it way down to like f8, f16 if it's really bright light out, and lower your ISO. I think this was ISO 100 or 200. And that combination of small aperture, low ISO, that means that not much light is coming into the camera. And to compensate for that, you leave the shutter open. Then it's just a matter of tracking the subject and keeping your hand still and keeping everything else still. This is just one photo of many. It's, I think, two turned out from that whole time we were practicing this, because it's really tricky to do this. And it's almost luck of the draw. I didn't do anything different from this photo that I did on any other photo, but it happened to turn out. In this, I wanted to create a sense of motion. You can see Tom's face clearly, and you can see that he's smiling, but his legs are moving, and clearly the background is moving. So it gives you the impression that there's something happening and that there's motion. The lighting is also interesting. Tom, if you look on the left-hand side, he's kind of backlit. I mean, everything is lit because it's day, but he's got a nice little glow on the side. And as you're looking at doing a panning shot, these are also issues to consider. Where is your light source coming from? How do you want your subject to be framed? In the final shot, you actually don't want your subject in the middle. You want your subject off to the side a little bit so that it looks like he or she is traveling forward. It'd be nice if Tom was actually a little farther to the left, which would make it look like he's got this wide open space in front of him to unicycle to. As you do panning, though, honestly, just practice a lot. Do it over and over and find someone that you can do it with so you can practice the same motion over and over. Take a lot of shots. One or two might turn out. And if it doesn't work, just give another shot. But anyway, that's the that's a bit long lesson on panning here in this photo. Hope you enjoyed it. And if any of you try panning, leave a comment below or just leave a comment anywhere on the Weekly 50 blog and let me know. I'd be interested in seeing what you come up with.